Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello again. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, and this is episode 15 of the Podcast of Steel. My review of Blue Beetle. Well, I suppose it could be classed as a review. It's going to be me just ranting and raving about this film because I loved it. And I think what or how I will share this episode, this will be on YouTube. Hello to all those on YouTube. You can see my face. And then when it gets to some more of the spoiler aspects, I will stop recording my face and go back to the podcast. So that way, people that don't want the film to be spoiled can mix and match if they want to. I think that'll work. Anyway, we'll soon find out along the way. But yes, I am Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and this is all about Blue Beetle, a film that I got to see back in July. Thank you, Warner Brothers, for inviting me along to not only see the film, but to attend the after party and meet Angel Manuel Soto, which was an absolute pleasure because that man is just very, very passionate, believes in his vision, very creative, very charismatic, and the perfect person to make this film. And I will get more into that as we go on. But yes, Blue Beetle, out in cinemas on August the 18th, which will be in just a few days' time. And over the upcoming weeks, I will be sharing more podcasts, diving more into this film, talking more about the spoilers, talking with fans around the world that have enjoyed this film and will enjoy this film, and what it means for DC Comics right now and DC Comics movies in the future. Because this book, as I'm holding up my Blue Beetle book one, this was a book that was recommended to me by a few people and also DC Comics, as they are doing that now at the end of their trailers, their recommended reading. And Blue Beetle is a character that I didn't know too much about. I knew he was part of the DC universe. As you all know, I'm a Superman fan. If you didn't know, wake up. But I'm aware of the character. I have seen him appear in comics. I know some of their backstory. They even appeared in Smallville many, many years ago. Smallville, the show that got me into Superman. But this book is one that I've enjoyed a few times, and I loved it. Now, I'm not going to say if the film completely copies this story. Well, I will say that. It doesn't. But there are some fantastic elements in this story that were used in the film. And maybe parts of this book will be what, hopefully, fingers crossed, future Blue Beetle movies will be about. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm smiling and my brain is all over the place. I've got notes, I've got my iPad, I've got IMDb open up. I'm ready to talk about this film. And I think I'm going to talk about this film on this video for about 10 minutes. I think that's a decent enough time for you poor unfortunate souls to look at my face, to see me smile and grin about this film. And then I will talk a little bit more on the podcast. But yes, this film, Blue Beetle, I've got my trusty Daily Planet journal filled up with very, very badly written notes that I can just about read. But I'm not sure if you could be able to read them. But there are notes in there, I promise, about this film. And all I can say about this film, well, one of the many things I can say about this film is that it was thoroughly enjoyable from start to finish. It was charming, funny, action-packed. Just the visuals in it knocked you off your feet. So much laughter, so many fantastic good songs that I will mention in a moment that I scribbled down in my book as I was watching the film. It it really made me smile. It really, really made me smile. I had a fantastic time watching this film, as did the audience I watched it with. And I cannot wait to see more people react to this film. I want to see more people laughing about it, more people talking about it. I want to see this hero get more recognition. Because from reading this story and other stories and enjoying this film, I have a new favourite DC Comics character. I love Blue Beetle. I love what he did. I love his passion. And that is down to not only this book, but also the film and the people in this film that I will get to shortly. But yeah, fantastic visuals, a great storyline, a great origin story. I knew of how the Blue Beetle has come to be over the various different origin stories that we have had over the years. But this particular origin story, it didn't take long till the action was flowing and the story was progressing. We see all the characters come together, and the villains and the heroes. And quickly, talking of heroes, Susan Sarandon is absolutely diabolical. She's so evil and conniving and just an absolute force to be reckoned with. And I've not really seen that side of this, of Susan Sarandon before, doing this sort of role. And she was really good at it. Yeah. You'll see why when you see the film. And I hope you do. I really hope you do. Because she was a real nasty piece of work. But everybody in this film, all the characters, all the family, and again, the family element in this film is huge. So much heart, so much beautiful moments between family members that we can all relate to. We can all relate to the pressures of family life and being there for our loved ones, making sacrifices, worrying if we've made the right decision, where we have to, you know, take our own paths in life, and when we know we have to return home and be there for the ones that we love. And as I said, everybody can relate to something in this film. It's a great feel-good movie. Really, really charming. And I came away with a huge smile on my face. Now, I've only seen it once. I'm ready to go and see it again as soon as I can. Hopefully on an IMAX screen, because I want to see all that action and beautiful visuals again. And that suit. Oh, the Blue Beetle suit is just incredible to see. From that moment when you're waiting to see it for the first time, when you're waiting to see that character and that hero fly onto the screen, and when they finally do, it is worth the wait to see that beautiful suit come alive. And, you know, the suit is a character in this story and in this film, and it's a character that is beautifully done. Yes, we know that there is CGI and an actor or perhaps a stunt person inside that suit. When we see it, I had trouble taking my eyes off the screen. Seeing the fight scenes, seeing the flying scenes, seeing it come to life was fantastic. And I want more of that. And that's why I'm looking forward to seeing this film again. For many other reasons, I want to see that suit again. And I also want to see more of the Easter eggs. There are a lot of Easter eggs in this movie that I will talk about a bit later on after this particular first part of the review is over. But lots of Easter eggs. Keep those eyes peeled. But yeah, just an absolute fun roller coaster of a comic book movie. If you are going to see this film in the hopes of seeing a story that you've not heard before, or this was your first ever time going to see a superhero movie, you're going to be entertained. If you've seen a dozen superhero movies this year, like I have, you are still going to be entertained. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get a start, a middle, and an end. You're going to get a hero, a villain, a fight, an exciting third scene, a third act, rather. But it does what it says on the tin. It gives you a fun superhero comic book movie. And if there are sequels for this film, great. I'm ready for those sequels. If this is a one-off, I hope it's not. But if it is, they've done the hero justice. This particular story was done very well. And those Blue Beetle fans that are all over the world, and I know they're out there, they are going to be happy with this. They're going to be hungry for more, but they're going to be happy with this film that we have waited for quite some time. But, yeah, let's get to my notes. There's lots of messy notes in here and things that I wrote down in just being very excited during the film. But things such as one tiny little thing that I did write down in big letters. There's a Cheech and Chong bobblehead on one of the cars in this film. And I was like, wow, okay, now Cheech and Chong are canon in the DC Comics universe. If we don't get anything else out of this movie, we've got that fun little piece of fun trivia. But yeah, a beautiful film. If you've seen the trailers, you know what this film is about. The Scarab becomes a part of Haimi and he becomes the Blue Beetle. There is a absolute... When the action starts, it doesn't finish. It's full on. And seeing the fight scenes, seeing great, almost like video game scenes happen on the big screen. It was like watching a video game. And I think there's even one part where one particular character says, get over here, Mortal Kombat style. And... yeah, it was just very exciting to see. It was like a video come to life or a comic book come to life. This is what you want. If you're going to see a comic book movie, you want over-the-top visuals. You want over-the-top characters. You want a story that is not too easy to understand. You don't want to be like spoon-fed the plot. You also want to make your own sort of assumptions. I know I do anyway. I want to try and guess what a character might do next or where the story might go. But with this particular film, you knew it had to have at least some sort of happy ending. It had to have problems that were overcome. And all the characters did this beautifully. And along, as I said, with all other fantastic Easter eggs that were in this film. And the music, oh, I don't want to spoil too much about the music if you're going to see this film, but the songs got me pumped up. There are songs from all over the decades, from all genres of music. And yes, there's lots of Latino music in there. There's lots of rap. There's lots of rock. There's lots of pop. One particular song that I was really made me chuckle to hear is by a very famous pop artist called Selena. And it's a great song, but what made me chuckle in my head, how it goes anyway, is the fact that in the biopic featuring Jennifer Lopez, she played Selena, who is now married to Ben Affleck, who was Batman. So it all ties together. The red string in my brain was all pinning things together, and I was like, ah, that's a fun little piece of trivia as well. This film really delivers a lot. It's fun, it's got great story, it's got great action, it's got so much heart, and you really get attached to the characters quickly. You love the characters that you want to love, you laugh with the ones that you know are going to be funny. George Lopez was just fantastic, and you dislike the people that you know you have to dislike. But when you know it's going to be a good scene when you see those villains appear and that fight is going to happen. How these people react with each other is brilliant. And I've got my trusty iPad so I don't forget anything because I've got more notes on here as well. What we do see. Okay, so Ujolo Maraduena, Blue Beetle. We know that he can fight because we've seen him in Cobra Kai. But his fighting scenes in this film are fantastic. They are brilliant. They are spot on. I want to see more behind the scenes footage of this film because I'm sure it was him inside the suit at some points. Anyway, it had to be. But Jolo's acting, his charm, his seriousness, but his also just, you can see in himself, he's giddy to play Superman. Superman. That's where my head goes. He's giddy to play Blue Beetle. If you were a teenager or a young adult or someone like me that is a little bit older, if you suddenly got superpowers, you're going to be excited about it. You're not going to be morose and think, oh no, I've got a responsibility now. You're going to be, it's going to be great, it's going to be fun. And we see that. But we also see the character progress. We see him embrace those moments where he knows he has to be the hero. He has to flick a switch inside and be the person that the world needs or his family needs or the person that anybody needs. Someone to be on your side. And it was gorgeous. Beautifully done. And I want to see more of that. More of that again. And I will be seeing that this again this Friday and Sunday and possibly Monday after it gets released. Because there's a few scenes that I need to see again. And there's a particular moment that I need to study as well. We've talked about Susan Sarandon, who was beautiful but deadly. Now, Bruna Marquezine, I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Jenny Cord, this was a fantastic character that we don't see too much of in the beginning, but in the third act, we really get to see them, and it is wonderful. Now, those are in the know when it comes to comics, you will know that surname Cord, it means a lot. And for those fans, we do see a lot of references to other Cord family members, if you know what I mean. And that was done very well also. Now, one character that really, as I said, George Lopez was fantastic as Uncle Rudy Reyes, stole every scene, was fantastic, was a hero within themselves, but so funny. We only see a little bit of this character in the trailers, which I'm glad, because it meant that every other joke and scene was a joy to watch. But where am I on my list? There we go. Yes, Adriana Barraza, who played the grandma, the nana. This particular character, they need their own film. They need their own TV franchise. They need their own figurines and Funko Pops and line of t-shirts, because I will buy them all. This is a fantastic character, and I cannot wait for you to see more of them. Done very, very well. Hilarious. Brings the family together. And there are some touching scenes and some emotional scenes, but she was just fantastic. Fantastic. Now, the villain, another villain, you get two for the price of one in this film, because we do have Conrad Carapax. Carapax, the indestructible man, played by Raul Max Trujillo. Trujillo? I hope I'm saying that correctly as well. But this, like, when you first see them on the screen, you know they're a villain. They are just dastardly, but done in a good way. And I, throughout the film, I wanted to know their origin story. We do get that towards the end, but I knew it would be good. I just didn't know it would be that good. And it was done very well. Just a fantastic third, second, and middle act. First, second, and third act, even. I'm jittery thinking about this film because I want to see it again. It was all a great, great experience. Seeing all these characters come together, seeing the fight scenes, seeing those quiet emotional moments, seeing them all come together when they find their purpose, when they know what they need to do. Magnificent. A fantastic superhero movie that I cannot wait to see again and again. And as I said, the music was brilliant. The songs got me pumped up and on the edge of my seat when I was watching this film. It had it all. Fantastic story, brilliant visuals. There's a moment when we see that Blue Beetle suit up in space. And you get those moments in superhero movies. They did it in Shazam, they did it in Flash, they've done it a few other times, when the hero becomes the hero. they realize what they need to do. I think we saw it in Shazam when Billy jumped off the roof. We saw it in Aquaman when he had that moment where he jumped into the sea. And we get that moment in Blue Beetle as well. And it hits hard. And it was a really great moment. But I'm really happy about this film. I really, really think a lot of people are going to love it. And they should. It's an amazing film. And I hope it proves a lot of people wrong as well. There are, as always, lots of negative comments on the internet. I've been used to those. I've had those a lot over the years now. I'm not used to them, but I'm aware that they're always going to be a part of this life. But I'm also happy for the people that are excited for this film. The people that are going to get a hero to look up to. As we've all seen over the years, representation matters. And we got to hear from the cast of this film what this character means to them and what this film means to them. And speaking with the director, he said, you know, this is a film that he had heroes growing up, but he didn't have a hero that looked like him. And now he does. And he was excited for kids around the world to finally see a hero that looks like them. And this particular character is fantastic. And I want more of them. And it's going to be great to see people react to this film. I've got so many notes in here that I kind of want to say, but also don't want to say, because most of these are spoilers. I was just excited to see these bits in the film. I've got things down here that like lots of quotes about family, the transformation scene. One thing that I will say that is not really a spoiler, but when we first see that Blue Beetle, the Scarab, make their appearance, and we see Jaime come, well, his body transforms. It's a lot like the scene in an American Werewolf in London. It's quite gory. It's quite hard to watch, but it was done very well. And it was a fantastic scene. Lots of fantastic scenes. But yeah, lots of quotes about the music, lots about quotes about the suits. But oh, we do see some other superheroes get mentioned in this film, including Superman and Batman a few times. I would love to see this particular character feature again and interact with other members of the DC Comics universe. Who knows if we might get that, but it might. But really, as you can probably tell, I was hoping this particular part of the video would be 15 minutes long. We're now at 20 minutes. And I can feel myself starting to ramble. But that's what happens when I see a film like this and it makes me happy. And this film did. And I think it will make you happy as well. The combination of the story and these wonderful characters and this wonderful visual effects and the way this story is told with the direction, it all ticks a lot of boxes for me. It's a feel-good superhero movie. And I want you all to enjoy it. I've said this before in videos and reviews, is that yes, I like to make reviews, as all of the world does. But the most important review that you should pay attention to is your own. Make your own mind up. Go and watch this film. And please, when you do, tell me what you liked. Tell me what you didn't like. Tell me what you would have liked to have done differently. But there's going to be something in this film for everybody that they enjoy. I know that. It was just done so well, and it really, really, from start to finish, I was entertained. I was smiling. I was gasping. My heartstrings were being tugged at certain scenes. It was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So please go and see it. I've mentioned this in the past that when flowers don't get watered, they die. And yes, we know there are superhero fatigue is a real thing, but I'm going to be really sad when we don't see superhero films come out. There were so many years that we didn't get many. We had to wait a long old time. But now we get superhero movies once, twice, sometimes five times a year. So I can understand that some people might be tired of them. But I will never be tired of films like this. Films that make me happy. Films that make me get attached to characters and to stories. It was done beautifully. Every little piece that made me smile is now something that I'm going to cherish about this film, because I'm going to smile at those same things when I watch them again and again. So basically, all I can say to you about this film is go and give it a shot. You will be happy. You will be hopefully be pleasantly surprised. It's so enjoyable. It's so much fun. It's got everything you would want from a movie about superheroes. And you're going to learn more about this character and learn more about, I would say, other people. There were some aspects that I knew about the culture that would come from this Latino family. I knew some of the jokes. I knew some of the words. I've been learning Spanish for a few years, and I did pick up some of the words that weren't subtitled in the film, and that made me happy that my Duolingo account is still being used. But there are other things that I didn't really understand, but there were laughter in the audience, and I wanted to know what that reference was or what that song meant to somebody else. So I was asking questions about the film. I even got to speak with the director after the film and say, what was this character, or what was that joke? What was that from? And there is one particular little snippet in the film that may not mean a lot to some, but it will know many other people will understand that reference. And it's good, because I wanted to learn more about it. And that is what a good film does. It gets you asking questions. And I like asking questions. It's why I do the podcast. I like to find out new things. And there were lots of things in this film that I really loved, and other things that I really didn't know too much about, like the character of Blue Beetle. But when I started learning more about the character, I understood the character more, and I liked the story more. But if you didn't know anything about this character, you would still enjoy this film so much. And this is when I start to begin to ramble. But basically, I really, as you can tell, I really enjoyed this film. I had a fantastic time watching it. I've had a fantastic time just talking about it. And I'm looking forward to talking with more people about this film and about these characters and about what this film could mean for the future of DC Comics. I've been Luke Bug. I'm going to continue some of this conversation on the rest of the podcast, but this video is going to end here. But if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to be sticking around, because I've got two little things I want to talk about. But yes, thank you for listening. I have been Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Subscribe, like, share, do all that good stuff. And I'll be back soon with a new video and a new episode of the Podcast of Steel. You can click on the links below and listen to the rest of the podcast now. So yes, if you're listening to the podcast, hello, thanks for sticking around. Post-credit scenes. I'm not going to talk too much about the rest of the spoilers for this film, but post-credit scenes. There is one right at the very end that doesn't really, I mean, it's not huge when it comes to the story. It doesn't matter about the characters, but it features a cartoon that is from a well-known Mexican animated series from the 80s that does feature a little bit in the rest of the show. So it's one of those things where it's just like, oh, did I really wait about for that? Some people might say that. Oh, I waited all this just for that one little scene. But it's still fun. But the other post-credit scene, if you are listening still, I hope you are on the podcast, is well, now I'm in two minds about mentioning another Easter egg that I did notice, but there was something that I did notice in a couple of scenes that was quite a random thing to see, and if you saw it, you might not think too much of it, but for me, I saw it and thought, oh, that could mean something. Does it mean something? And when I spoke with Angel about that, he did say, yeah, that is what you thought it was. And that made me giddy. But Yeah. We know there have been other Blue Beetles in the past, is what I'm trying to get to. And there is proof in this film of another Blue Beetle suit. We do see a few different Blue Beetle suits. And it's a good tease if it pays off. So what you need to do in that first post-credit scene is watch very carefully. I need to go back and see this scene because there's a lot of things I need to spot. But also, you need to listen very carefully. There is a voice that we hear. Now, I'm not too sure who that voice is. Well, the person speaking anyway. But the character, it's exciting. It could potentially mean a sequel for Blue Beetle, and I hope it does. But this is when I create spoiler-free reviews, it's difficult because I want to mention all the things, and it makes me excited because I don't want to spoil it for you. So try to avoid the spoilers, please. They sometimes can ruin a film. And I would hate to be the person that ruins a film for you by spoiling something. So I won't say what happened in those post-credit scenes. But it was fun. It got me wanting... What I loved is, yes, it got me wanting to read more comics. It wanted me to find out more about Blue Beetle. And I've got more coming. I want to dive into the past and the future of Blue Beetle comics. I want to know more about this character. I want to know more about the villains. I want to see more of Blue Beetle. We know that he's interacted with Superman and Batman and the rest of the League over the years. But, oh, it's just such a fun movie, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again and hearing from all of you and finding out what you may have seen or your interpretations of what certain things might mean. But it was just a fun movie. A really heartfelt, action-packed, emotional, funny movie. And I needed it. I needed... When I go to the cinema, it's for me to escape. It's for me to leave all the stresses of work and everything else alone. You turn the phone off, you get lost in a story, you sit down and you enjoy somebody else's story. It's why I'm a big advocate for not waiting to go to the cinema. Say if your friends are busy or plans get changed, don't worry about going to the cinema by yourself. It's therapeutic. It's perfect. If you have that day when you don't have any plans, it's a rainy day, you don't know what to do, and you've got nothing to do, everybody else is busy, go to the cinema and enjoy a film. Sit down, relax, just escape into cinema. There will be a time when we don't get as many superhero movies as we do. We are lucky. We are very grateful. And I will always do my best to keep funding this business. I want to make sure that I the stories that make me happy continue to be made into films. And one day they won't be, and that makes me sad. And as I said, yes, if plants don't get watered, they will eventually wither. And the same goes for superhero stories and Superman and comics and all the things that we love. So we must support it. We must. But I'm still smiling thinking about this film. I'm going to be talking more about this film over the upcoming weeks. I've got some fun guests coming on the podcast of Steel to talk about this film. And again, once you've seen this film, drop me a message. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what we liked. Let's talk about what we didn't understand, perhaps. Let's talk about what made us go, wow. Because there are a lot of wow moments in this movie. Oh, I'm so happy that I got to see it. I'm happy just to talk about it. And I'm going to be happy to talk about this film in weeks, months and years to come. It was a fantastic addition to the to the DC Comics movie universe, whatever that may be from here on out, the extended EU universe, the DC Comics movie, what's it going to be called? We don't know just yet. We know Superman's coming out. We know James Gunn has lots of ideas for the future. But all that aside, this film, Blue Beetle, out on August the 18th, is a fun, fun movie. And I can't wait. And I really hope it does well. There's been lots of different talk about how much money it's going to make. Some say it's had a boost. Some say it might not make as much as they hoped. I just hope people enjoy this film and it makes as much money as possible. I want the powers to see that, you know, the powers that be know that the audience loved this film and it was appreciated around the world. I know that all the creators and actors and actresses in this film have a lot of love for this character. They can't promote the movie right now with all the strikes that are happening around the world. But I know that they are all proud of it. I've seen their interviews before the strike happened, and I've seen them talk about what it means to them. And it's time for us to go to the cinema and watch another superhero movie, but one that I think we are all going to enjoy. A beautiful, beautiful film with a great family message in there as well that I know that you will like. It's got something for everyone. I'm starting to ramble and I'm starting to smile because I know I'm thinking about those certain scenes that I've already seen a few times. It's going to be a good week. A good week. I have been Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm going to be back soon, as I said, with some new episodes. But please like, comment, share, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. I will probably add the rest of this video to YouTube in a few weeks' time because, you know, I've put the warnings up there. I don't know how I'll do it. Maybe I'll just put this whole thing up. I've mentioned that there are spoilers, but I didn't really spoil anything. So I might just keep it all in. I don't know. What would happen? What might happen? I don't tend to edit these podcasts. I like to keep it as organic as I can. As you can see, I'm nothing but professional. But I have got a lot of love for this film, and I really hope that you do too. So, enjoy the film. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel, hopefully talking about this film. Like, comment, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and I'll be back very soon.